Parental discretion is advised.
Talking smoke.
Yo, what is that, my boy? What is that? What is that?
What up, baby?
Man, it's been a long time, baby. Let's go. I'm ready to go. We're gonna ready to rock this bitch. I'm so fucking off right. Hell yeah, man. Let's we gotta get this going, baby. What's up, man? It's been a minute. It's Ray Ray on the ones and twos coming to you so motherfucking smooth. You are your local podcast for Southern California. I'm Ray Ray, and I got A-Dub with me. Yo, what's good, man? What's good? How you been?
I'm doing well, man. You know what it is. God is real. Energy, you know what I'm saying? Keep that all positive, baby. God number one all the time.
All day, every day. Man,
how you doing?
It's been a long time, and I am feeling very, very stressed.
I'm feeling a lot of things too. Stress.
Yeah.
Stress.
Stress is the
not one I'm trying to feel, but yeah, I got a little stressed. But it's been a lot since the last time we talked. You know what I'm saying? Personally and emotionally and physically, a lot of shit has gone down.
A lot of shit has gone down. I know people kind of look forward to us to like cracking jokes and being a fucking complete fool, and we're supposed to be this comedy show.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want to touch on some real shit to where, you know, I got a lot of shit to get off my chest.
You see my chest, nigga?
You know,
it's weighing me down right now. So
yeah, I just want to, just like I said on the Talking Smoke Instagram when I went live earlier, I was letting people know that we're gonna be talking about a lot of shit, bringing everybody up to speed on, like, you know, why the 5 month hiatus.
I'm still smoking,
you know. Yeah, he's over here smoking and choking.
Still do that though.
Smoking and choking. But there's
a lot of shit. I mean, I know people try not to get too personal, but I feel like I want to get personal. I want to tell everybody what has been going on with me and everything that's been going on. I mean, I got nothing to hide. I'm trying to live my life as pure as I can. And like you said last time when I was listening to our episodes, this is something for our kids to listen to. So maybe one day, like, you know, if they're down, or maybe, you know, in years from now, they can go back and listen, like, man, that was my dad just being real on the podcast. Or even somebody else can relate to, like, man, that brother was just putting his heart out there. You know, nobody's perfect on this earth, and he was just open and honest, and you know, that's what I'm trying to do too. Take it to the next level. I mean, the jokes and stuff is cool, but I mean, I want to let the people in a little bit more. I'm starting to post on Instagram more. Follow me. I'm on TikTok now a little bit. Not posting nothing, but just trying to open it up a little bit, and you know, receive what the world has to offer, and put my little stamp and my little positivity out there as well, even the bad too, which is, well, I have a lot to tell you with the bad, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, we really don't run the perfect life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, everybody goes through ups and downs and shit like that. Mainly with me is, like, health-wise. Yeah, I already made my announcement that I was pre-diabetic and all that shit.
Should kill your ass again for this shit, but
yeah,
the doctors ain't going to kill you. I'm going to kill you first, nigga. keep putting me through these emotional fucking ass announcements and shit, nigga. I'm going to kill you my damn self, nigga. It'll be the last episode, too.
Yeah, it'll be the last episode.
it'll be on live, nigga. It'll be like, this is Ray Ray's last episode, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
It's the last album, y'all. So
he's going to take the back seat, and I'm driving this bitch now.
You feel me? So,
but, yeah, man, I mean, in the past week, I've been, like, in and out of the hospital. You know, I put it out there, you know, so everybody knows the status of me, you know, to know that, you know, like.
And that's the scary thing. I don't mean to cut you off, but, like, I pay attention. Like, you're not even, like, out here eating bad. You're not even out here, like, necessarily, like, doing bad. Like, you exercise, like, somewhat regularly. You out here, like.
Well, I'm always on my feet, so.
Yeah, so you out here, like, you take care of what you put into your body and you know, also the people you keep around you. So it's, like, an awareness that I think you should tell people, because how are you still ended up in the hospital? What seems like, well, from the outside looking in, your life is so, like, perfect, I guess.
Yeah. See, so, but it's never that way.
I think that's what it is.
I'm going through a lot of stress and anxiety, which I know a lot of people can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
And being that I have high blood pressure and all that rolled up in one, put me in a spot that I didn't want to be in.
So, a whole cocktail of just bad shit, huh?
Yeah, so it put a lot of inflammation and stress on my chest. So I was like, I was feeling like a lot of pain.
Like a heart attack kind of pain?
Yeah, well, I mean, it feels like somebody took like a pencil and like was like hammering it in. Like right
into your heart,
my upper chest.
What?
Not my heart area.
Oh, so like the middle. It's like chest. Right. So it's here. Like, oh, okay. But
right below the collarbone.
Uh huh.
So that's not sure you... if not sure if a lot of people will go through that, but I have talked to some of my my coworkers that are like, hey, like my dad had the same thing and he had a stroke.
Scary.
It's a scary situation because we just lost my cousin Tiffany to a heart attack. She's the same age as me.
Damn.
And we lost her. So God just rest lost, Tiffany.
Just lost my cousin, man. Or not my cousin, but you know, somebody really close to me. I consider a cousin, like, but very close to my age too. Like not even 40 years old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so we're getting to that age to where we really have to like be careful about like the intake of like stress and anxiety and health wise when it comes to being a pre-diabetic or being a diabetic type 2 or whatever the case. It is. You know, whatever it is.
Yeah,
true. The fact is that we have to really be cautious of our mental state.
And just change, like, so what does that mean you do? Does that mean, like, you just, like, change drastically? Do you just, like, go into, like, freak mode and just start, like, oh, I got to erase this person. I got to do this. I got to do that. Like,
no, not necessarily.
Or do you just got to, you take that shit slow and kind of
take
just,
it slow. Okay. And I have been meditating a lot lately.
I know. I've seen the meditator. That shit had me calm and cool for, like, the little second you posted on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that not a lot of people, I think a lot of people that we know would shy away from. But I know that it does help me calm myself.
Mm.
I do know like certain poses that you hold with your hands like this have a certain meaning, like this one's calm, this one's stress. Palms up to receive, hands down to stay grounded. So I'm learning a lot with this. And I'm thinking like meditation is and can be the key to like people like really centering themselves.
Definitely.
You know, getting there, you know, aligning their energy.
And I feel like meditation is like a lot of focus too. You got to be able to stop and like really focus and block out all the shit outside and like really just focus on yourself and get your energy right. So
yeah,
I feel that. I mean, any tips for me for a beginner who's just trying to get into it? Cause somebody who's trying to bring more, you know, awareness and calmness to his life. A meditation I hear a lot of times. So
yeah, I mean, any tips? Yeah. So mainly you want to have like a small quiet area.
Okay. Like they did say you should go lock yourself in a closet. I thought that sounded kind of weird.
Not
but
really a closet, but like a quiet room. Okay. You know. So like if you have this living room, like it would just have to just be you in there.
Yeah.
You know. And
no, I'll just go to the closet.
And I would go on to YouTube and I'll look at like therapeutic music, like rain falls with piano sounds.
Okay.
That usually
some beach noises with the birds and all that shit.
Exactly. Okay. Like it might sound crazy, but that shit does work.
Yeah.
It actually does work. Cause I was like, all right.
What about personally, if you don't mind asking, what about like a religious kind of standpoint? Do you get into like, do you kind of,
No, not really.
It's more like a reliever of an energy type thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And just you know, taking in positivity.
Mm.
You know, like religious really doesn't have to come, you know.
That's true.
It doesn't have to play a part in it. It doesn't have to. It could for certain people, but for me, in my case, like
it's just sucking in the energy, the good.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think a lot of people do that either. People seem to focus so much, me including, I'm people, you feel me? Like, we focus on the bad stuff, and I mean, I try to focus on as much as positivity, but then stuff just gets you down, bro. So, I think meditation is probably something I need to do. Like, even in the midst of being upset, too, I could see myself just, like, calming and, like, closing my eyes, taking a deep breath, and just, like, you know, I think the goal is like to be able to be at the center of like this energy where you can operate at all times and not go too high, not go too low type of shit.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. And religion, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, it's for to each his own, you know what I'm saying? I kind of get more a little bit on the religious side, but not, you know, far from perfect. And I mean, I kind of pray, like, I guess that's kind of like a sign of like us, like a meditation too. I pray a lot, so.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I'm not saying that doesn't work. Of course, anything works.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, you know, like when I'm closing my eyes and when I'm focusing on my breathing, I'm telling myself, just focus on my breathing, think positive thoughts, think just good vibes. You know, like I'm telling this to myself while I'm closing my eyes and like focusing on that. So it actually does work. You know, like once I'm done, I started with 5 minutes. Then after that, the next day I started with, and then I did 10 minutes.
Really?
I feel like 5 minutes goes by like that. So 10 minutes is fairly good. And then next time I'll do 15 minutes. And the next time I'll do 20 minutes, 25, and just progress from there.
All right. So you should recommend I start with 5 minutes.
Start slow.
Okay.
You know, because you can lose focus. You know,
that's my mind always me fucking.
Yeah. See, but it's a driven thing that you yourself have to commit to. You know, it's something so simple. Just sitting there, crossing your legs, putting your forearms on your knees, forearms. And just relaxing, breathing, you know, and thinking to yourself, talking to yourself, and you're already doing that now. Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling calm right now. Honestly. So, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so it can be as easy as that. But okay. I did notice that, like, I was like opening up my eyes and like checking on my timer because I time myself. But things like that, you can lose focus. It doesn't happen just like that, you know. But you kind of reset. And you're like, all right, let's get serious. So and I'll be like, I'm starting to get a cramp in my leg. I'm like, all right, and I'll stretch it out. And I'll bring it back. I'm like, all right, restart. Focus. Yeah. Focus is the main thing. Being by yourself, listening, and focusing on your breathing, big part of it.
And then after you're done, do you feel, like, pretty good afterwards?
I feel pretty damn good. Like, yeah, just because, like, the tension on my chest, it really, like, relieves it, focusing on your breathing, you know? So, and position is always good, too.
That feels pretty damn good. I'm feeling great already.
Yeah.
That feels great, actually. I'm meditating, y'all.
But once you hear music, you're noises. Centered, your position of your hands, and then, you know, you can, you know, it can help. I looked up a few videos, like, how to start for beginners, because I'm not no pro. I'm still learning. So, you know, I mean, a lot more, and other people could, you know, master it than I could.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you look good, bro. It's the star of the show. Like, you don't look stressed. I mean, you don't have, like, no grays and shit. I mean,
well,
could have fooled me that you were stressed out than the doctor telling you.
Well, I mean, even when I meditate, like, even going through with my wife, it's a challenge. Because if it ain't stress at work, it's stress at home. And we're just lacking communication still. So, like, yesterday, like, we were just going through shit. Like, she just wasn't understanding where I was coming from. Like, we were talking about, like, getting the tires rotated on the car, right? And then she was like, oh, you should get rotated on your tires rotated. And I'm like, okay. I know I've been picking ass with that. And she's like, oh, also, you need to get them alignment.
Picking ass.
I was like, I'm not going to get alignment on the car. Because obviously I'm a technician. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah,
you
can
do, right? So, and you know if you need it or not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would know if it needs it.
Yeah, for sure.
So I told her, I was like, rotating is one thing, but I'm not going to get it alignment.
Okay.
She was like, well, you should because this isn't online. Dude, it's not going to need alignment.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm like, dude, like, just take my fucking word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop giving me pushback the whole time. Mm-hmm. So we were going back and forth and it just rattled my fucking cage. I'm like, dude, like, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know? So now I'm seeing a therapist now.
What?
Yeah. Yesterday was my first session with the therapist.
Like in person type shit?
Yeah. What? In person. So, and that's very progressive for the first day. I'm going to see her again on Monday.
You like her?
She's cool. Her name, she's a Karen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. I thought so too. I was like,
so you can't go in there, San Bernardino, Ray. Like, hey, man, back in the day, my nigga and me, I like what? You're what, Ray? You're what, Ray?
Yeah. But, like, she's honestly, like, she's cool. She's, like, a cool Karen.
Therapy, huh? That came across my mind, too. I was thinking about maybe looking into some therapists.
See, but my job
too.
Is funding it. I have 15 sessions free. So I'm taking advantage of that.
I mean, do that, bro. I mean, that I respect that. The job is, they care about you when they do more than, I mean, some other people's jobs say that they do. You know what I'm saying? Take some time off. Get your mind right. They even pay for it. I respect that.
Yeah. So it's a progression that I'm looking for. mainly communication with my wife, because
Is it something that you guys can go in together, or or is it just you?
It's just me.
Would you do something like couples therapy? Do you think you need to do something like couples therapy or anything like that?
I mean,
you guys are married. You guys is everybody goes through like a rough patch and whatever the 5 year, whatever the fuck they say, 7 year, whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, I can see, you know, these little problems, but I mean, do you think it's to the point where you guys need to like go to some type of therapy or other?
Honestly, I'm convinced that maybe that could possibly help now.
Okay.
Because if I'm doing a one-on-one with my therapist now, I was like, damn, like, dude, I wish you were there with us just so we can get a better understanding of like what we need to do as far as communication, because we just found out that she has her dad's bad habits of spending, spending, spending. Her mom likes to save, save, save. And me, I like to save, save, save.
What did Dave Chappelle say on Nutty Professor? Women be shopping.
Women be shopping.
It can't stop a woman from shopping.
All of a sudden, it's funny, huh? It is. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's not funny no more now, is it?
Nah, it's not funny. Not when your wife is addicted to coffee. And obviously, caffeine is like, you know,
it's a drug, man. People don't realize
it really is.
And you know how you know it's a drug? Because if you stop drinking it, you get fucking withdrawals fast. Like, you start getting headed. That's not right, bro. Like, I could stop smoking weed for like now, and my withdrawals would just be nothing. I'll just be like, man, I'll probably be getting a little more energy or less energy because I won't be sleepy. But like, I won't have no headaches. I won't be like scratching myself. I won't be like nigga fiending type shit. But like coffee drinkers, I seen it because, I mean, Arlene, she is an avid coffee drinker, too. And I seen her go, like, without it. And she be, like, having headaches. And so,
because her body's dependent on it.
And your mood changes, too. Yeah. So you can't tell me it's not a drug, bro. So
no, for sure.
So coffee. And then coffee, the ones that you drink is expensive, bro. Starbucks is, like, fucking $7 a cup. Like, nigga.
I know. We did the math already.
I had the app and shit. And I was just like, yo, I'm spending $7 a day. Times five, that's $35 a week for coffee.
We added it up.
I can go get you one of these little machines, spend $100, and go get this little pod for $20, and you'll have coffee for like 2 months.
See, I got Croissanta
for that one price.
I got Croissanta, the Keurig, for Christmas.
It don't taste the same. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh, look up TikTok. You feel me? Like, there's so many hacks where people, you can make the shit yourself. You feel me? Like, I get it though. So I can see the frustration on that, bro.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not the fact is that she's getting this. The fact is, like, at least run it by me that you're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me the heads up.
Yeah.
So I don't feel as bad.
I feel the same way, bro.
You know?
When I was with, I guess when I was breaking it down, I'm single, y'all.
Single?
I'll play the little aw or something. Is there an aw on there?
Yeah, I mean, there is a little.
Is there a little sad thing? Give me some sad music or something.
You
know?
You want to.
Give me some, and I could just start talking some. I don't know.
You want the aww.
Something, yeah. Give me the sympathy right now, man.
I'm looking for it
He's looking. He's looking for the soundbite, y'all.
Looking for the soundbite.
But yeah, give me the slow, you know, piano music. Let me talk for a second. Yeah. Sorry, guys. It's you know, that the relationship grew and built on the on this podcast, and I was never ashamed and afraid to talk about her or anything that happened on the podcast with her. I love the woman, because, and even better, like, as y'all know, through the years of talking, me and her had a beautiful baby boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually his birthday tomorrow, February 9th. I'm putting that out there, so whenever this comes out,
already,
y'all can listen to it. So I'm putting out, I guess, a date of when we're recording this. My bad, y'all. Edit it out. I don't give a damn. But yeah, his birthday, Tristan Drew tomorrow, Williams, his birthday, first birthday tomorrow. I love that woman. Unfortunately, the two people, you know, in the matter, we couldn't work it out with communication. We couldn't work it out with, you know, understanding. It got hurt, more hurtful than it got better. And I mean, before it got to the point of like seriously damaging, because it got pretty serious. But before it got to the point of like really no return, I think we kind of like looked at each other and had enough respect and love for and admiration to know. Oh, I'm single, y'all. Hit me with it.
Aww.
There we go. Yeah. So, but yeah, we just came to the understanding. I still love her. I mean, I think people are afraid to put out there how the optics look. I mean, I still care about her. Me and her have a baby together, so I'm not just leaving her out in the cold. But I mean, as far as my love life is considered, it's not existent. I'm focused on my next chapter of life. Unfortunately, I got into some kind of trouble with the law. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the next 3 years of my life, is I'm property of Riverside County. So, I mean, I got to take this on the chin. But it's just another blessing, and I still love and support whatever she does, and I'm there for her. I mean, romantically, it just didn't work. And, I mean, the goal now is what I've always kind of preached when I talk to you and I talk to some of my friends that had, babies back when they was in the day. I always kind of preach like, it's all about the babies, you know what I'm saying? The baby's going to be growing up and become adults, and they're paying attention to this shit, because I remember shit when I was a kid too. So, I'm focusing on that. I'm getting more back into my faith of whatever you want to call it, Christian. I don't know what you want to call it, but my faith, like I've been saying, God, number one, I've been praying, trying to read the Bible, surrounding myself around people, and amending a lot of old relationships with people that I've done wrong, apologizing. I've been just trying to be a better man, honestly, you know, feel me, and standing on my own and not be afraid of who I am and what I stand for, and want honest, genuine happiness for me and my family and my kids, honestly. Yeah. So, and that's what I'm really focused on. So, I mean, anybody out there who knows me, you guys want to talk, questions, I mean, I'm here, always here to help, and I'm working on myself too. So anybody who has suggestions and any kind of advice for me, I'm listening to them. Saying this is my first time ever being in serious trouble, so I'm just going through it as well. I'm trying to get by. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, not any of us are perfect.
Yeah, for real.
We've all had that time of our lives where we ran into some trouble and we just had to get ourselves out of it somehow, somewhere.
Oh yeah.
And, that's very noble of you to, to be like, hey, like, this is what's going on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Within that 5-month hiatus that we took, we're in 2024 now, and
drop of a dime, your life can change, y'all. I'm telling you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Drop of a dime, you feel me? But I mean, I'm happy, bro. Honestly, honest to God, I'm happy. I'm happy for her. She's not so, I mean, nobody's happy with being apart. So me and her have our communication and emotional problems, but she's getting better and we're getting better at communicating and co-parenting together. And like I said, the kids is ultimately the goal, which don't need to suffer in this. I mean,
yeah.
And I think we're mature enough. I mean, I'm in my mid 30s, about closer to my 40s now. So all that other shit, arguing like I'm in my 20s, and I'm done with that shit, bro. And she is too. So, yeah.
That's good that you guys are realizing, like, the bigger picture is the
way
kids.
Bigger. I mean, she comes over to, I mean, people, I don't care what people think. I mean, I'm not dating nobody, but like, she still comes over to my parents' house and washes clothes. Like, we're looking out for each other. We both are going through this shit together in a sense too. And like, we got to maneuver, and it is just me and her raising this kid together, essentially by ourselves too. So, yeah. I mean, however we can help one another. I mean, people talk, I don't really care. I mean, I'm here to help her get as far as I can. If I hit the lottery, bro, like, best believe she's getting taken care of with my kid as well. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's just how I am and how I really want to be from here on out. And I say it, but I really want to be that. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And this podcast is going to be something very therapeutic for me as well. I want to start talking to you and get into meditation and therapy and all that shit, so y'all can see the growth and hopefully hear the growth. And I mean, I could probably hopefully share some my experience with y'all, and y'all can learn from it as well. You feel me?
Yeah. So I mean, dude, and I agree with everything you're saying. You know, like, progression and mental health is always important. You know, I mean, it's something that's so serious
that
people have to, like, really wrap their heads around. And there could be a listener and be like, damn, I'm glad I'm not the only one going through shit. Like, they got fucking issues too. Like sometimes you gotta take a step away from social media,
and then
you can bounce back. Like, if you gotta get back on it. Some people just excluded a period. Like, I just stopped drinking in October.
Right, I know.
Cold turkey.
I know, I stopped drinking too.
You know, like, no more drinking. So, that's if good. You guys, I'm sorry guys, if I can't drink with you guys, crack open a cold one for me.
I drink for you, bro.
So, I appreciate you guys cracking open a cold one.
I stopped drinking, but then I kind of, like, realized, I mean, I'm like a social drinker anyway, so I'm not going to put that kind of limitation. I don't go out and get fucking, blasted every day.
Well, that's what my wife was saying. She was, like, when I told her when I quit out there when we were in Vegas. We went out there for her birthday. We flew out there.
What? See the first clip? Get out of my house.
We flew out there. The tickets were very, like, 25, 30 bucks.
Oh, really? And the flight's like
45 minute flight. Yeah.
We got to go to Vegas then.
Well, I mean, dude, like, we just went out there just to hang out, And we went by foot. We walked all over fucking Vegas. We went to Fremont, checked out Fremont for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
We did some shit that we never did before.
You got your exercise in.
Yeah.
For sure.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
And you just called it quits after that? I mean,
yeah, I called it quits. I drank a beatbox and a buzzball. Then I was buzzing.
You know, buzzballs are wine, bro. You're supposed to sip those very gently, like MD 2020.
Nah.
Both wine. You're supposed to sip those with care.
The first time I was introduced to that.
They don't tell us hood Negroes about that shit, but yeah.
The first time I was introduced to buzzball, my cousin Angel, he was like, oh, you got to chug that to the head.
Nah, don't listen. Angel?
Yeah.
Elbows?
Elbows?
Elbows? You going to listen to elbows? This nigga still think he can hoop from my... I love him, bro. I love that dude too, bro.
Yeah, man. But yeah, so as soon as we did that, buzzball.
That'd make me want to stop drinking too.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't on a bad one. I wasn't topped off. No, I was good.
So
I woke up with no hangover, but then I told my wife, I was like, you know what? I'm just done. Really? She was like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm done drinking. She's like, well, if I knew that was going to be your last drink, we would have went harder. I'm like, no, because that would have gave me even more of a reason why I didn't want to drink anymore.
You would have felt like shit.
Yeah, exactly. Why would I have to feel like shit on my way out on my last night? I don't want to do that.
Because that's how people feel like it's the best way to do shit. I don't know. I'm going to tell people, hey, y'all, I'm going to stop smoking weed. Bring all the weed and smoke me out. Smoke me like a whole lifetime so that I can just feel that one last time. Let me pull that shit. I wish it worked like that.
Nah, man.
They're like, oh, good job.
No, good job, bro.
But when you stop drinking, everybody want to buy you a drink and shit. Nobody want to buy you a smoke.
Nah, fuck that.
So not even like a social, like, let me get off of work. Let me crack me open a beer.
I'll grab a non-alcoholic beer, which is fine. I found one that tastes like an IPA.
O'Doul's?
No. There is a non-alcoholic that tastes like an IPA, which I enjoy.
But why drink a beer that don't, I mean, it tastes like a beer, but don't give you the feeling. Why?
And I'm fine with that.
Like, but wasn't the purpose of drinking the beer to like maybe feel like I could get a little, like, that's what I feel I drink a little bit. Like, I can just to take a little edge off, you feel me? Like, get
it,
a little
it makes me, mentally, it makes me feel like, oh, okay, I'm getting drunk or I'm catching a buzz, which is fine.
Yeah,
it's just absolutely fine with me.
Just taking the edge off. So you won't even do that? You won't even
drink a light beer or nothing?
Nothing.
Just, like, I'll take
I'm happy for you, brother.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Taking care of yourself a little bit more. I mean, I stopped smoking, tobacco. But I mean, I still smoke it socially, I guess. But I mean, the cutback is, I mean, I'm taking little small steps. Still smoking weed, though. I don't know if I can ever... quit that though.
Yeah, I mean,
but the drinking,
to each your own, you know.
I mean, I don't smoke blunts. I try to smoke papers around my pipe for the most part, a little more healthier stuff. Yeah.
And of course, I still vape.
Yeah, see, socially, you know, I drink.
Hit the hookah, of course. I mean, I don't think I can live without it, but I mean,
hookah.
I smoke.
You got a vape on you right now?
Nah, it bent. But I do got my Black and Milds.
I'm
loyal to my cigars.
I've been smoking them shits for fucking 20 years.
Speaking of cigars, though, I am getting a live show ready for us downtown Pomona at a cigar shop.
What?
It's a lounge, and I'm already in talks with the manager.
Would you be smoked down to smoke a cigar?
Yeah.
Do you know how to smoke a cigar?
Yeah.
Do you know there's a cigar lounge right here in Riverside that I went to? It's pretty nice too.
Really?
Chill. Hell yeah. We should go check it out.
I'm down to check it out.
Yeah. They was playing the game and all the sports going on. A bunch of old gentlemen in there just chilling. Yeah. And they was cool. They was seeing some. I came with my friend Justin and two young brothers in there. They still was just like not judging. They was like, man, come on, talk to us. And they was talking about all types of shit. It was cool. I don't know how to smoke a cigar though. For shit though, you're not supposed to inhale.
Nah.
But I know you're supposed to be like, and I don't know how to.
Nah,
you know,
I'm about to get my Arnold Schwarzenegger on, bro. I'm about to fucking build that. Yeah.
Get to the chopper.
Get my snoggie. I need my snoggie. Get the snoggie.
Get down. Get to the chopper to get down.
But man, it's gonna be fun. Once we get that show, that live show,
I know.
We're gonna fucking.
I seen speaking of live shows, I seen you even mentioned it on your live today on the Instagram that Ruben and What a Partner, they do that stuff on Tuesday, whatever, some days.
Yeah.
I was thinking about maybe checking it out or bringing like some people like Russ, Rubber Ducky Russ down there. Like, bro, go put $5 up and go do a couple songs real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the exposure. Or I know a homeboy that started comedy too. He's named Mari Richardson. Shout out to him. he's out here doing this whole comedy thing. So, like, why not, bro? Like, support each other. Would you want to go do something like that? Go check out a live What a Partner show.
Yeah, I'll be in contact with them for sure.
I'm definitely gonna go check them out and rekindle and talk with them and re-network. They're doing big things, and I've always loved their vibe in the show. And they invited me actually. I got the text message. I don't know if you did, but they actually having something on I don't know when it is, but they sent me the text message. Do you get them? I don't know if you do.
I probably did. It's probably
it's an e-invite. Let's see. Bridgetown Comedy Show Fundraisers. What a Partner show.
Yeah. I'm aware of that.
It's an e-invite. So it's on.
I'm aware of the invitation. I got it on Facebook message and Instagram and everything.
Other
than that, we're going to re-up on that. And right now, we're going to. We already reached the midway of our show.
Yeah. Damn.
And let's go ahead and take a quick break. And we'll bring it right back to you guys. Stay tuned. We got some more Talk and Smoke. We're about to talk a little bit and smoke a little bit more. So stay tuned.
Hi, Dad.
We'll bring it right back. All right. Brother. Love you guys. Stay tuned.
Love you, sister.
Talk and Smoke. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We'll see you on the next episode.
Ooh, that shit's dope, man. Hey, man, I want to be like them one day and start my own shit. Start my own podcast and shit. That'd be pretty dope.
Yo.
Hell yeah. Yo,
what's up, Ray, man?
Yo, what's you up, doing? Man? No, man, just chilling, listening to some of my favorite podcasts and shit. You know, it's pretty dope.
What? For real?
Hell yeah.
Man, who you listening to?
Man, I listen to them dudes from
Talking Smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Hey, they pretty cool, man. Who else?
Man, I'm listening to What Up, Partners? What? To your silky ears.
What up to them, though, too? Man, that's two of them. Damn. Anyone else?
Man, I'm listening to Wild Ride with Steve-O. Yeah, dude.
Bro, don't even tell me you're listening to Joe Rogan podcast, too, right?
The Joe Rogan Experience.
Man, that's wild. Hey, you know you could start your own podcast, right?
What? For real? No fucking way. You bullshitting.
No, not at all. Let me tell you. Anchor, it's the easiest way to start your own podcast. And you know what else too, bro?
What?
It's free.
It's free? Oh, shit, man. You mean I don't have to use my OnlyFans page to pay for that shit? It's free.
You got OnlyFans? Wait, that's a different topic.
No, that's a different topic.
Hell yeah. But hey, let me tell you. Anchor, it got so many creation tools that will help you record and edit your episodes right from your phone, your laptop, even your tablet, whatever you got, bro.
Shit, like that?
Just like that. And also, let me tell you this. Anchor, it'll distribute your podcast for you. Places like Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, CastBox, whatever that is.
CastBox.
Breaker, got me beat, but it's on there too. And guess what? Even Amazon Alexa.
Amazon Alexa. You know that bitch is playing. She could play a podcast too?
Yeah, bro. Check it out. Go ahead. Try it right
fucking now. Wait. Hold on. Let me try this. Hey, Alexa. Open up Anchor and play Talking Smoke for me. Nope. All right. Fuck it. That bitch probably on Breaker or something.
Unless it's too high to try some shit like that. I don't think it works. But bro, let me tell you. Anchor got everything you need to make a dope ass podcast. And you can start making money with no minimum listenership.
Damn. That sounds dope, man. I'm inspired, bro. That's just sick as fuck. Hey, thanks for the heads up, Brody.
Bro, no problem, man. Start today.
Yeah, I had to bring us in on some GTA San Andreas.
I'm about to bust the flow on that motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I bet you was ready to rock.
I was ready. Rock and roll, hey.
Yeah, because they're getting ready to push out that Grand Theft Auto 6 finally.
Really? Yep. You about to get that shit?
Oh, for sure. For sure. That shit's going to crash once everybody's trying to download it and buy it and shit.
But it's not supposed to come out till next year, though. So, I mean, but then before we know, it's going to be like, ah, damn, we're going to be talking about it next year. Like,
dude, they took a long time to push that out, like 13 years at least.
I mean,
13
years. What do you expect for it to be like different about that shit? Like, I mean, what could they do differently? I mean, they already have a good recipe with what they've been doing for the
It's gonna be a different setting. It's gonna be all Miami based, like Vice City.
I can only imagine the music list gonna be on there, gonna be banging. It's gonna have a bunch.
It's gonna be current.
It's gonna be a bunch of bangers. Yeah, I'm probably gonna get it just for the music list, so I can be like, hey,
yeah,
I like that Miami South like rap music. That shit bang.
Yeah, but yeah, man. I mean, shit like that. We as gamers, we look forward to, and that's something that like a lot of people like a lot of people want to play that shit before they die. Like that was like on their list, like of things to do before they die. They want to play Grand Theft Auto 6. Like It's that big.
So you think it's gonna be the last one though? Because I mean,
nah, it won't be the last.
So the hype is
the like, hype is very real because
Grand Theft Auto not wait no other 13 years.
Grand Theft Auto 5
dropped. Niggas age out of wanting to buy the game, bro. So I mean,
well, I mean, this was highly anticipated when the first one dropped was for PS3. When Grand Theft Auto 5,
that was how long ago?
About 13 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Yep. It's
about 13 years ago. You know how old I was? We was 23. Yeah.
Just about.
Yeah. Early 20s. Now we're talking about Grand Theft Auto 6, nigga. Mid 30s.
It took two generations from PS3 to 4. PS4, now to PS5. It's like, damn. It's been a long time coming.
I'm gonna get it though. I'm gonna have to.
Gonna have to.
All those other games I don't really care about. I haven't played video games in so long.
I mean, that's usually how it goes. Like when I got the Nintendo Wii U, I only bought Smash Brothers. I only bought Smash Brothers for it. That was it.
Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
Smash it plays Brothers, the bro. Same. It still plays the same as like the other game and shit. Like
yeah.
On.
No, well, they have different mechanics, different moves and shit.
I'm only good at Smash Brothers when I play like on a GameCube controller specifically. I don't know why. It's specifically a Game controller. And I only use Link too, by the way.
When we go to like game competitions, a lot of people bring their Nintendo GameCube controller to plug in.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're used to.
Yeah, because that shit, that's why I get all the moves. That's more comfortable too. That's probably
one of the more comfortable
controllers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless they're all fucked up and off brand, then the other one kind of hurt. But yeah, I was always nice with Link. You know what I'm saying? And they had no powers. You know what I'm saying? No recovery. It was shit. But
no recoveries. Well, he did have the tornado that
gets you all of fucking a millimeter over, nigga. And then somebody's got to stand at the edge and just kick you off with a little simple flick. And
remember that disc jam that we used to play at your old apartments?
Disc jam.
Remember disc jam? Where you throw the disc and then it'll be like.
Disc jam? Is it a video game?
Yeah, it was free. Remember we was playing online, and we was rocking that shit. You remember disc jam?
Was we playing? Oh, like me and it was like competition, wasn't it? Like me and you, and we play against somebody online.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that shit was hard, bro.
Yeah. So me and Mem, we were playing it again. I re-downloaded it.
They still got people playing that shit?
Nah, the servers are down. But look at. Look, remember, like once you see it, you're like, okay.
Yeah, bro. We was hard at that, though, too. We got pretty good at that.
Yeah, we got pretty good.
We got pretty fire at that. The competition was pretty dope, but we got good.
That game was, like low-key, like, underrated.
Especially for it being free. Yeah, we did used to run that shit all the time. And then we played, another game we played was that three-on-three basketball shit. We used to play all that dumb shit online.
And that was free, too.
It was free. It was fun, too.
A lot of good games are free.
Yeah, but that disc shit was fun, yeah.
Disc jam. The servers were down, so obviously now people weren't running it. So, like, me and Mem, we were playing, like, one-on-one. But we were going back and forth. Like,
was on it?
Some real shit. Like, really? We were going back and forth and, like... Like
growing up, look at him. He used to be able to whoop his ass. Now he's like hanging with you, like he's
keeping up with the competition. Now that son of a bitch.
I'm about to bring him back to reality and play him in some Mortal Kombat and show him the 50-0 streak. Or well,
like he's actually pretty nice at Mortal Kombat 1 right now.
Nigga, you know what I do though, nigga. You know what I do.
Nah, this dude, like it's.
You know what I do.
It's a lot more.
I got four moves. You know what I do. I don't forget the four moves, bro.
The moves are different now. They're way different.
We got to play the one that I'm good at. What was the one we played, like Mortal Kombat X or something like that? I think that was the one we was on. Yeah, let's tell him let's run X.
Yeah, well, if you come through on Sunday, he'll be there. We'll run it.
Might have to embarrass him in front of his friends.
I don't know, man. Because him and Jordan, my nephew, we were at my cousin's house and we were playing UFC. And man, they were giving each other the work.
You used to be pretty good at that too.
I used to.
Can you hang with them young bucks?
Not no more.
Nah,
they know too much. But if I played it enough, I can keep up.
Is there still a game that you could just dominate? I'm pretty sure. What is it? Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Nobody still fuck with you on that. Yeah. I'm assuming because I oh my god, I used to hate playing you in that goddamn game. who's your lineup? You get Akuma. I mean.
Akuma, Cable,
and then the Nick Magneto or some shit.
Nah, not Magneto. He's too stiff. I would say.
There was a nigga that be throwing out electric shit or like the little fucking the Silver Surfer.
That was Cable. No. It was Cable, Akuma, and it can be Iron Man or War Machine because they had the beams. My guys with the finishers, they always threw out the beams. So you really couldn't like
escape him.
Yeah, exactly. So it was my strategy. It was a strategy.
Nobody's figured out to unlock that code to beat that strategy yet, huh?
Nah, I mean...
Not on a consistent basis.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when I play against Dennis, like, our matches are back and forth all the time.
So, really?
Yeah, they're back and forth. Like, I'll win a match, he'll win a match. And then I'll win a match, he'll win a match. Nah, and then he'll win a match, I'll win a match. He'll win a match, I'll win. Like, we'll go back and forth. Like, nobody will go on a full streak. Like a 4 or 5 game winning streak.
Uh-huh, kind of like when me and you play kind of hockey sometimes, our 1-on-1 battles. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I'll be taking a lead, and then sometimes you'll come back and. Bro, we got to do that again, bro. You make bring back good old memories, see?
Dude, we had an opportunity to play the other day. And then remember when we were at Reggie's house?
Nah, I didn't want to play Reggie. I wanted to play like team shit. If there's a three is odd. If it's gonna be, I don't like leaving niggas sitting there watching, bro. I'd rather be the nigga watch, honestly. But if it's just 1-on-1 like me and you, pull up and bring the video games, nigga. I got a 75-inch TV right here, bro.
Yeah, that's all good.
Pull up.
Yeah, well, I mean, because you don't want to run a 1-on-1. So I mean, what is it? You know, you want to run teams. It's like.
I'm running 1-on-1 against you, like me and you used to do, because there's nothing like the competitions we used to have.
Yeah, it sucks that that my sons don't they're not into sports games like that. Like, I mean, I'm into sports games, fighting games, shooting games. Like,
what game? So they don't want to play. They wouldn't want to play. Like, if we go and play like hockey, they won't be get down on no hockey, or they want to play no like NBA 2K or no shit.
No, they don't play Madden. They don't play hockey or NBA. Like, it's cool. I mean, their preference.
What about like Call of Duty and shit?
Oh, of course, Call of Duty. Like, they run it like.
I can't play that shit.
Mem and Rome, they stay playing, like...
Can you hang with them on that game? I remember you used to smoke the shit out them.
Yeah, I can hang.
That nigga Mem used to get all irritated. Like, you're screenwriting. No, I'm learning, little nigga. It's called life.
Yeah, it's called ass whoopings.
It's called ass whoopings.
Handing out ass whoopings. Just bringing in the second half with gaming stuff. You know,
yeah, I'm with it, man. The first half was incredible. It was very uplifting, and I think we can continue on that uplifting shit. Your son, man, they're getting grown. Is he driving yet? Or?
Not yet. I am like...
I seen your daughter. She got her license.
She got her license and everything.
Drive you around now, finally? Instead of driving y'all crazy, you can drive y'all around somewhere, finally.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, it's good. You know, like, they're growing.
Man.
You know, they have to grow. It's part of the process.
Fast.
So, you know... I mean, I got to get little Ray behind the wheel so he gets more comfortable, you know, and, you know, it's just practice. Practice makes perfect. So, speaking of practicing too, I got them some boxing gloves yesterday.
What?
I bought them some boxing gloves and, I got a punching bag. So I'm going to hang that up, possibly tonight or first thing tomorrow in the morning. And then, we're going to start getting them, prepped to boxing.
That's what's up, man. You should, because they should always know how to defend themselves, or, you know what I'm saying? Or if anything, they may find a passion in it, may want to take it to the next. I don't, if they want to, I'm not going to tell nobody no. I don't know how dangerous it is and what comes with it, but nothing wrong with learning some discipline and learning some, you know, some basic skills. I mean, I never was able to, I never took boxing or nothing, but I mean, my dad kind of showed me a little bit of ropes on how to defend myself for the most part. I think I can hang and defend myself in it. And if I got into a tussle or anything, you know what I'm saying? I got the 995 to rip. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, the 995.
You remember that shit?
Of course.
I be telling people that story, and they be think I'm lying about that shit. I'm like, bro, the nigga in Vegas literally said that I was like probably one of the first people to ever hit that bitch that hard.
Yeah. Yeah, people got to believe.
People was there, bro.
And that's the thing. Like, people want to see it to believe it, but you got witnesses.
I witnessed it. You was there.
Yeah.
Other people was there, too.
Yeah, there was a lot of people was there. But you know what? It's
That felt good when I hit that motherfucker. It felt like night. If there was a jaw right there, it's just, Like, yeah. Sleep, bro. It was like a perfect punch. And then seeing the score go up the high, I was like, yeah, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shit was crazy.
It was.
So when I see it, I see that arcade punching bag, mm-hmm. like, in restaurants or wherever the case. Mm-hmm. First thing I think of is you, yeah. all the time.
I be telling everybody. They be thinking I'm trying to stumble. I'm like, nah, it was a little fun fact, nigga.
Yeah.
Let me have a little claim to a little sum, you know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I couldn't believe it myself until I actually did it.
And you got somebody here that witnessed it. And it's not like I'm throwing dubs on it. It was like, no, like he hit it that hard.
It was so good that a homie had to take it and put it in his rap verse, nigga. I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just something what people do. I mean, they want to ride that coaster, let them ride it.
I ain't mad at it. But yeah, that's fun, bro.
Yeah, fun times.
I see too a lot of back to the gaming thing, like on Instagram and Facebook. I see like a lot of my friends, they're like, bringing back the old retro games and stuff, like they're teaching their kids, like probably around my like 8 years old, 9 year old, mm-hmm. you know, the mm-hmm. old Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. I see them playing Tecmo Bowl, and I mean, is that what you're doing too, as well as them getting them on the older games, or are you kind of keeping it like newer or their age?
They're aware of the old school games because, you know, I'm a old school gamer at heart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I see you clean your machines, take care of them very well. It's very commendable.
Yeah, it's something that that I take pride in, something that I've always, something that I always enjoyed, you know, taking apart things and putting them back together, you know, and, you know, just, it's something that I enjoy. Yeah. I enjoy doing.
I mean, it's very therapeutic, from what I feel it is.
It very is, you know, like something that I enjoy doing, plus it helps me, you know, like, oh, okay. You know, where does this go back? You know, and then I have to like write my own blueprint and like, all right, this goes here, that screw goes there, mm-hmm. making sure, you know, it's good to go. But, you know, that's something like side hobbies people, you know, like to do.
We all got shit we like to do. I like to do shit like that too. I like to clean like stuff, make it look nice, like my car or something. I like to just get in there and just like make it look nice. Yeah. Makes my brain feel, you know, less cluttered.
Yeah. That's true.
Fold up stuff, put them away in little departments and compartments. I don't know, getting my boots like that. So, but yeah, I've always wanted to do that shit too, take apart stuff. But I'm always afraid if I'm forgetting, like, fuck shit up and I'll put it back on. I'm like, ah, goddamn.
Nah, I feel you.
Yeah, dang.
There's this one thing that I kind of wanted to throw out there and get your perspective on it. Mm-hmm. So I found out that there's a Renaissance Center is trying now. Renting out Jordans for $20 a week, and you can buy it $525 to buy it. Like pretty much like rent to own, but shoes.
Like really?
Yeah.
like Jordans.
Yeah, like Jordans.
I mean, it's not the wildest shit I heard. I mean, is really? Is it like? Like you seen like testimonials on that, or just something you read?
No,
like,
it's something that they're implementing. Like this is like they're renting out.
Oh shit, you got to rent it.
Yeah, it's something that popped up in my feed.
$20 a week, $525.
Shoes though, do you think you really think that people are gonna like be?
I think people are gonna scam them for that shit. Honestly,
yeah.
I mean, what kind of credentials? Like, I mean. Rent a shoe? I don't get it, bro. What if you don't like pay your payment for like 2 months? What, they gonna come repossess your shoes or what? Like,
yeah,
and come cut your feet off or
they'll find your shit and repo your shoes.
How they gonna find them?
I don't know. I guess they're gonna go through your closet.
They put like a chip on them or something. Like,
I mean, I'm pretty much
it's just shoes.
I'm
bro.
Pretty sure they'll figure out a way. Like, hey, that shit will fuck up your credit.
They're just shoes. Okay, oh, you know, give a fuck about my credit, man.
No, a lot of people care about their credit.
You should, though. I mean, I condone get good credit, but, like, I mean, some shoes, people, like, you know, for as many people think that's a good idea, there's so many people that's going to try to scam and try to, like, find their way around it. Like, mm-hmm. pay the $20 down and then, like, oh, I got a brand new pair of short Jordans for $20.
Yeah.
Use one of them little fucking stupid chime cards and not, you know, card on file where, you know, you just reload it and shit, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have Chime too.
I mean Chime, because they're shout out to Chime because they're up and coming. But I mean, a reloadable card where it doesn't require like a bank of card where they can be in your business and call your phone every fucking day type shit. Like,
yeah,
like people do shit like that all the time. It's fucked up. Like, So, I mean, it seems cool. I mean, I would do it. I don't really wear Jordans like that. So, it's not worth it for me to try to come up with $20 a week to pay for some Jordans. And then, yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
if you can't buy them, like, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be doing it, bro. So. Yeah.
I mean, you see how fresh my shoes are.
I fucks with your kicks, honestly. I need some kicks like that.
See, for the...
Like, your shoes are too big. I wear size, like, 9, 10 now.
See, but, like, those shoes are, like, 500-something. Yeah. How many pairs can I get with... You know, like,
bro, I could get a whole fucking library of shoes with that like 500.
Yeah,
and shoes that I actually like and wear every day, or at least I can get like 3 pairs of shoes and like at least like 5 good outfits, including
with that $5,
including hats.
Yeah,
and a couple jackets.
So you're saying that you'll take
if I have 500,
you'll take quantity over
hell
quality.
Yeah, bro, Jordans, bro. They cool and all, but nah, bro. They not even all that comfortable, to be honest with you. I hate to say that. And like,
it's just fashion
stuff. I don't have the best of feet, but like them shits is uncomfortable for me. I have some Jordan 1s and they're like my favorite. My favorite pair is the retro ones, the red and white ones. But other than that, I mean, I don't really care about them, bro.
Yeah, I'll take if you gave me $500 and they're like, do you want these pair of Jordans? Or do you want like 10 pairs of like any ones that you want? I'm taking the 10 pair.
Yeah,
for sure. I'm taking 10 pairs.
I just take the 500 and just be like, if you can spend it on shoes or go get a bunch of clothes, then I'll go get a bunch of clothes.
See, but some people don't think that way. Like my sons, they'll take the pair. They'll take the Jordans.
Oh, they like Jordans, like
yeah, because their mom
sweet tooth over there.
No, because their mom bred them that way.
No, that's how my son is though, Blade. I mean, he's not like that, but like his mom buys him nothing but quality, like expensive shit. So he be knowing what he is. And I want my Jordans. I want my Crocs. I'm like, they got $15 bootleg Crocs at Walmart, but he wants the ones that are actually $60 at the store, the Croc store. You feel me?
He already has that taste already.
I already got the taste, bro. I like my Adidas, Dad. Where's I'm like, what?
It's crazy what kids want nowadays, man.
Where's my Nikes, Dad? What?
It's crazy what kids want nowadays. Speaking of kids, dude, I'm going through it with my daughter.
Love you, Blade. Oh, what?
I'm going through it with my daughter.
What? Uh-oh.
Teenage
drama.
Yeah, speaking of kids, so when I'm at the hospital, right, everybody's hitting me up. Everybody's checking up on me and everything. And I get home, and my daughter
walks right. I was one of those people.
Yeah. And my daughter walks right past me, not even like, hey, like, you all right? You okay? Nothing.
What?
Walks past me like I'm another dude in the house.
Really?
Yeah.
She knew you was at the hospital and shit, though?
Yeah. It's like, damn. Like,
I mean, does...
Like, yeah, I'm okay. Hey, just I'm alive.
Did the boys check up on you, too, as well?
Yeah, they knew.
Oh, they did? Did they say something?
Yeah. Like, they were like, hey, Dad, you know, how's it going? You know, did you get a room or whatever the case? I'm like, yeah, I'm good.
But she was just stone cold, huh?
Yeah, stone cold me. I was like, damn, like, that was pretty messed up.
That hurts. That'd break my heart.
Yeah, because when my daughter passed out and hit the ground when she was dehydrated, she passed out in front of everybody, like, boom, hit the ground. And I was fucking scared. And Chrisanta's like, Shayla! Like, scream. I was like, oh, fuck. Here comes daddy.
Hysteria, you know what I'm saying?
Swoop her up off the ground, threw her over my shoulder, ran into the urgent care. I need help. She's just passed out. She's probably dehydrated. And she was wearing a fucking sweater. Wearing it was hot as shit in the morning. It was hot in the morning. It was like already like 95 at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
and we didn't even eat yet. So I know for sure she was dehydrated. So they hydrated her, gave her water.
IV and shit like
Yeah,
that.
Just a hydrator and everything. And, you know, I was there for her.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly what a dad's supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as her dad's in the hospital, fighting for his life, pretty much, so you know.
It's like, what's up, Pops?
Not even a what's up, Pops.
Nothing. Just
nothing.
Like...
I went in the hospital twice in a week. And not even.
Both times?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Now, I mean.
And it's like.
But, I mean. I don't know, bro. I can't speak for women, bro. Because it could be a woman thing. Like, bro, like. Emotional thing. Maybe she just can't come to a grips. Like maybe it's so scary that she's afraid. Like she don't want to like cry. Like I don't know. Maybe it's the fear. So she just hides it. You know what I'm saying? She tucks that shit in instead of just like, you know what I'm saying? Like oh, like talking about it. She's a teenage damn near, you know, woman going to be a womanhood. So it's like a lot of shit is hitting her differently. You know what I'm saying? I can just imagine. So I mean. I'm not I'm sure it affected her, but maybe it just hurt. She doesn't know how to express that shit because there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying?
And it sucks, you know, but, because you, I mean, you so figured course, that.
But us being parents, we take everything so damn personal. Like, oh man, if my son didn't make me a Father's Day card, I'm crying. You know what I'm saying? Even though he doesn't mean nothing by it, but it's just, you know, just on, you know, that's how we feel. You feel me? We're sensitive characters and creatures, and
I just want to be acknowledged.
Yeah, of course. I think.
That's all it is. Definitely. That's all I mean, you know, you ain't got to roll out the red carpet.
She'll probably come around eventually. I mean, I just don't. If anything, it's just probably how she might deal with it. She don't want to see you hurt like that either. Like I also don't deal with pain or seeing somebody hurt like that either. I would rather keep my distance than be in somebody's face when shit going on too, type shit. Honestly, that don't mean I don't care. It just mean that's just how I am. You feel me? Like I rather not expose myself to that drama or trauma. Unfortunately, so that's just how I am though. Like not makes personally, sense. Like I just don't want to see it.
Yeah,
but of course, when I see you, I'll be like, "You good? Yeah, you solid."
Yeah, just but like hey,
she a woman though too, so it's way. I can't speak. I mean, I'm glad your boys. I would have thought they would have said something like they would have roasted your ass or something. You know, so you getting old, dad. That's what I would have done to my dad.
Yeah,
and I would have got a whooping, but hey, that's not here. There.
I would have got a whooping, but you know,
but I mean, you just got out of the hospital.
Someone like me, I would like to, you know. Like know that my family cares.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Know, like my daughter, the people that I live with.
Of course. I mean, you know? I'm sure. I know you do. She does. I mean, just people express feelings differently, bro. And that's. I mean, that's just how people are. I've seen it from firsthand. People in my own family, like going through stuff. Like we all express. I got three brothers. I mean, we're all close in age, but we all express, you know, shit differently. We all come from the same gene pool. So I mean, people are different, bro. I mean. I think it's nothing you should take personal. I know it's hurtful, but she
it sucks.
It does.
It sucks. It's like, you know,
just,
like
just forget her birthday or something and she'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? Even it out, nigga. That's
even
it saying.
Out.
Yeah, but oh, you're not gonna tell me happy birthday? Oh, remember that time I was laying in the hospital fighting for my life? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't condone that, guys. Just kidding, guys.
Just being this is petty.
Joke. This is petty. Petty Wilson, petty white. I mean, so that's all it is.
Yeah. It sucks because, you know, like, but you're in that mind state. You're just like, man, like, I just want not comfort, but just like an acknowledgement. Like, hey, like,
of course,
I saw the video that you're in. You're okay. You're doing okay now. Like, yeah, I'm all right. All right.
Of course,
cool.
Bro.
That's it. I'm not like, you know, give me a hug and start crying and shit. Like, no, like.
I mean, what I learned, too, not to take personal, it could be with your family members. Is like what I see on the internet. Is people say like. Focus on all the love you're getting and not the one that you're not getting. You feel me? Like, you know, she's not taking it personal, neither should you. You know she cares about you. She does it in her own way. But everybody else was showing you that love. So don't like, you know, let her little, you know, her little mood or whatever you want to call it, like, diminish what the importance of is how everybody was really truly caring about you and wanted you to be all right. You know what I'm saying?
I think it was the fact that she didn't want to know, what was happening.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, like the fear of like, damn, like
some people, like I said, people just can't come. I have problems with coming to reality shit like that. It gets uncomfortable for me. I crack jokes in funerals. You know what I'm saying? Like it's crazy, but like it's just how I cope with shit. You feel me? So not everybody is as comfortable with speaking with how they feel and like how they, you know, come at. And she's a young woman, so I can't even speak from a woman, but I mean, coming from a man, like, so I can only speak from my point of view, but from her, I mean, having a sister, you know, so I can only relate to those stories when she was becoming a teenager and how her and my dad, like, you know what I'm saying, they was bumping heads, I guess, essentially. If my dad did something, sister could be kind of cold and, you know, not really seem like she cared type shit, but.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
It's still love. You know
yeah, I just wanted to like
don't
get
see nobody hurt
get another person's perspective on it. Like,
yeah.
Can you see where I'm feeling or where I'm coming from?
I definitely feel it too because I mean, I have you know, she's not really my stepdaughter. I mean, it was Blade's older sister, Jordan. I still fucks with her. She's still like, you know, my family. I still cool with her pops, and I'm still very involved. My parents buy her Christmas gifts and presents for her birthday, and I still talk to her. I still pick her up from school and shit. So, I mean, there'd be times where I'd be trying to talk to her, and you know, I say I love you, and she'd be like, okay, bye. And I'd be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Can't say it back to me, but I get it though. You don't have to.
Yeah.
But I mean, just how she feels sometimes. And then sometimes she's like, love you too. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
At least you get it. I really don't get it.
But I'm just saying that the times that she doesn't do it, I'm just, I kind of am thinking, I'm just like, last week you said it. But I mean, I know how she is. It's just how women are, I think it is, bro. Just the mood swings.
That's true. Because I be trying to get her to like...
Let you go to the hospital for something serious, bro. I'm sure she's crying at your bed, bro. And let's pray that it doesn't happen like that. But I mean, the fact that she's seen and makes her feel better faster knowing that you came home fine and not, you know, if you would have came home in a wheelchair or something serious, then I mean, it's all perspective on how she... But like she sees it like you're fine, you're walking, you're posting video. Like for the most part, you look back to normal. So it's like, okay, the more faster I could just treat you normal is how she kind of, that's like her language, it feels like, especially as a teenage with a bunch of
that makes sense.
Emotions going through her head, I would assume.
Well, not only that, too, like I've been trying to get her to like call me dad, you know, because I've been a part of her life for like 8 years now.
Yeah, damn.
So it's kind of
like half her life.
Yeah. So, like, from there, like...
She'll come around. I mean, I seen her at the... when y'all had her in the little quinceanera last year and all that shit for her. And how she is around you and how she looked at you and how she respects and cares about you. So, I mean, it happened in time, bro. I mean, you remember you was in a similar situation. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, rest in peace, Ronnie was telling you to call you dad right away type shit. I mean, it could have took you 10 years and I don't think... He probably would have never took that shit personal either. So it's just how people are.
Yeah. Well, eventually I did, you know, a bit of the courage to like
call him dad.
You know, call him dad on Father's Day.
Exactly.
You know, when I got him his Green Bay ring.
Mm.
And I told him like, hey, like I never had the chance to give my dad, you know, anything this meaningful. So, you know, like this is my chance to like really acknowledge you as my dad, and like he like embraced it.
Oh yeah.
And real, you know, man. Thank God I did that before he passed. I did it way before he passed. And you know, I just don't want her to wait till it's too late, you know, things like that. That's kind of how I look at it.
I mean, I've always kind of preached that message, but I can't speak for others. You just kind of just have to act accordingly and just set it, lead by example, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know when this could be your last conversation with anybody. So I guess you always want that last impression with everybody to be okay, you know what I'm saying? Me personally, too, I'm still learning that, too. Like, you know, going through the whole, you know, not to bring it down, but the whole situation with me and, you know, my you know, Arlene, you know what I'm saying? I'm still learning to you know, progress and conversate and, you know, be better and just, you know, come to a mutual ground and just not, you know, it's tough, bro, honestly, but it's a work, and I'm here, I'm willing to put in the work and not here to, like, you know, I don't get down on myself for the harder times like I used to, which is one of the hardest things I had to do, bro, because I'm always hard on myself.
No, I am too. Yeah, I am so too. Like, I'm like...
Dude, I had to stop being hard on myself and just start accepting people for how they are and just like moving how, not letting people adjust how I am and just kind of always trying to keep myself centered and accepting people for how they are and still be able to love them, but love them differently, you know, and have them understand, you know, and that's with all my relationships with everybody, even relationships with my sister, my brother, like, you know, my mom, my dad, you know, everybody, my friends, everybody.
Yeah. Everyone in general.
Everybody, bro.
Yeah. Oh man, this is a great conversation, bro.
It is
great,
bro.
Conversation.
Feels amazing. Back first episode too. We giving
first episode
y'all,
back dude, of the
this,
year.
This is like some Cat Williams, Shannon Sharp shit, bro. We came and dropped a bomb on y'all the first episode of the year, nigga. Like I guess that's the theme of 2024, y'all. Like we here to just shake up a little things and
keep
pushing.
It real and keep it real at the same time.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Exactly, bro. All right, man. Well, that's a wrap on the show, bro.
Already?
That's a wrap.
Damn, I thought we was going to do a 3-hour. I thought we was going to do all that. I was kidding.
Nah, well, I mean, Chrisanta's getting home because I know she was at a taping at what's her name's show. What was her name? She was at the taping of the Jennifer Hudson show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. She got tickets and she went with Shayla and her sister, and yeah, it was a little girls' day out thing. So yeah, it was nice.
That's cool,
yeah.
Bro.
So
you got to
go home
eat
and
some
then
dinner and shit like that.
See how her show went. It's 7:43.
Okay, about to eat dinner? Or is it too late? What time is dinner for a family like that? Or is this kind of
like five?
Oh, so you already ate dinner?
I had dinner with the boys when I picked up Rome.
Oh, right.
On. Picked up Rome went after his award ceremony.
What'd you eat?
I went to Taco Bell.
Nah. Oh, you want to be on the toilet? That's what you probably got to go with, honey.
No. I asked them. I was like, hey, what do you guys want? And they were like, Taco Bell. So let's go.
Oh, for sure. Right. Yeah.
So it was good. It's better quality now, honestly.
Is it?
Like, you can taste like the quality a lot better.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I still ain't fucking with it.
But yeah, man. All right. Yeah, well, bro. You know, that's a wrap on the show, guys.
Hell yeah, bro.
Thanks for listening. And yeah, we like to. It is game over for us.
Game over.
Yep. And yeah, thanks for hanging out with us, guys.
Hell yeah.
We're going to send the smokers out on a good note.
Oh, hold on. You know, another one. I want to say something. Thank y'all for listening, man. Please check us out, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen to us. Spread the word. Spread the podcast. I mean, We're not doing this to try to get, at least not me, I can't speak for him, but I mean, I'm not doing this to try to get all fucking rich and famous. I'm just trying to do this because something I love, like Ray mentioned, do this for my kids and have a legacy, because I mean, it's a beautiful thing. We out here trying to teach the younger generation, and I think we have very good input on what we do and what we say, and I think support us, and we'll keep on, keep trying to do this more consistently, and I appreciate y'all, and we're gonna make it better. Honestly, that's what I feel.
We're gonna get back to doing the one time a month.
Yeah, I mean,
so, yeah,
I feel like we're gonna get better, and it's just gonna be only better from here on out. It's only gonna progress and not regress, and I'm excited to tell y'all the journey and the updates on what's going on, and mark the date on the calendar when 3 years from now when we do the episode where I'm off parole or on probation, not off probation, you know what I'm saying, and everything's good again, you know, and not like it's not right now, but it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying,
it's
a celebration. Yeah, exactly.
It has to get better,
so I'm excited, and keep on checking us out, you know what I'm saying. If you haven't followed us, I mean, listen to us. If you know who we are, tell a friend,
family member.
God always number one, feel me.
Oh, yeah.
Keep,
man,
your energy, you know what I'm saying? Keep that shit humble, you know what I'm saying? Pray for peace. Pray for the war, you know what I'm saying? Pray for everybody that's lost somebody. Pray for everybody that's not yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for somebody that's better than you. Pray for somebody that you feel is lower than you. Pray for everybody, yep. You feel me? Pray for just humanity, you feel me?
Yep. And also, too,
smoke weed every day.
Oh, shit, you ain't got to tell me twice. If you know me, man, hook me up, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to take no drug test, you feel me? I pass the PO test real quickly.
I pass all that shit.
Hell, so yeah. Hit me.
All right, let's get ready to smoke one up, and then let's light it up and send the smokers out. All right, ready? Oh, yeah. Talking smoke. We love y'all.
Love y'all too.
And yeah, we'll bring it right back to you guys on the next episode of Talking Smoke.
It's the final countdown. That's my jam.
Fucking right.
There's only three words in that motherfucking song.
Yeah, that's it. All right, guys.
And his name is John C.
Bye.
Oh, man.
All right, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. We outie.
Peace.
Oh, thank you.